The boy I love's got another girl. Setify Tuesday. Might be her right now. Kay Flay. I don't have an apartment. Thought if I was smart, I'd make it far, but I'm still at the start. Blood in the cut. 727-579-1025 is our number. We'll get to today's news in a moment. Scott's been holding for a minute. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Thank
you. Enjoy your show. Thanks for all the hard work you guys do.
Thank you.
It interested me, the conversation you're talking about, is there a God and what's out there and stuff. And I was raised Catholic, and I just, my mother kept telling me, you got to read the Bible, got to read the Bible. So I sat down, was reading it at one point. And it said that you shouldn't pray in repetition. Yet every time they have me go in there and give confession and all that, quote unquote, they would have me pray in repetition, say the Our Fathers and Hail Marys and all this other stuff. So right. I was like, that doesn't seem right. So I just kept studying.
Sure.
And what I learned is about 90% of these religions out here preach nothing of what's actually in the Bible.
Oh.
And it really is deceptive to everyone. There's a lot of people I hear like, well, what about this and what about that? And it's like, that's not even what the Bible says. And I think a lot of people have like a hatred or a bitterness towards God because of what they've been told the Bible says or what it means, or he's a vengeful God. He's just going to burn you in hell and all this stuff. But it doesn't say any of that.
Oh, I never understood the God-fearing stuff. Like that whole lifestyle, I never really got. Like why, if there is a God, why does he want me to be so like afraid to do the right thing? Doesn't he trust me enough? Like, okay, so you made me in your own image and now you don't even trust me to like... use my own free will to do some cool stuff?
Nah, you weren't going to do the right thing.
But
that's why he's there, to keep you in line.
But no, you can trust me, God.
Well, if we let you decide, you don't need God.
Come on. Like, why do I have to be afraid of this guy? Can't I just act right without being like, ah?
The fear, it's respect.
Well, I can respect you without fearing you. You just let me do what I want to do and give me enough room, and I'll be like, all right, cool, we're all right. I don't have to live in constant fear that you're going to strike me down.
Yeah, well,
that's that God-fearing lifestyle.
That would straighten some people out.
Yeah, well, listen, some people do need that God. Maybe back when that was invented, people really needed that because people were, I'm sure, unruly and lawless and running all around. So, they needed to think that God was just right there ready to smite them.
What's always been confusing to me is that the divorce rate amongst church-going people is higher. And that, it just puzzles me.
Yeah, that's always been a weird one for me because I thought it was a sin in the Catholic Church. And in fact, I think it still might be.
Just in general, you would think that people who really practice their faith would just kind of stay together more.
Yeah, yeah. And not that anybody should or shouldn't stay together because of God. But when you do swear your life together, we're going to, holy matrimony till death do we. You're swearing that in front of a minister of God in a church.
And some legal stuff.
You're right, exactly. So you probably should act right. What's up, Anthony?
Not much. How you doing?
Real good, buddy. Thank you.
Excellent. I want to chime in on what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone say talk about the divorce rate in the church.
Yes, sir.
Number one reason for that is people are coming together and they are not being led by Christ. They're being led basically by their flesh. And they're marrying people that are not the one they're supposed to marry.
Oh.
That's why the divorce rate is so high. It's mostly lust and, all the other
That's
things
true.
That go along with that.
I'll buy into that.
That's why the divorce rate is so high.
I'll buy it. By marrying the wrong people will often lead to divorce, I've found. Mm-hmm. If you marry the right person, you will not get divorced most of the time. That is sage advice. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, one more thing. Hey, real quick.
Okay,
real quick.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm not going. I'm right here. Sure.
Okay, don't leave. Hey, man, I'm surprised you guys don't believe that Jesus Christ exists because I listen to your show, and I listen to all the goings on and how things transpire.
Thank you.
It's a great show.
Thank you.
But I listened to Brother SBK, the way you got your kidney and stuff like that. All that was orchestrated by God because he laid the pathway
Well,
by you meeting Drew years ago.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but the guy on the next line is saying I should thank Allah. And the next guy is saying I should thank.
Hold on. Let me just finish this thought because I'm going to lose it. Because, see, you met Drew years ago down the road. And God orchestrated this whole thing that you guys' path met again, and you had a need. God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, he heard, and you're working with Drew. He has a big voice here, and you were able, and God put it on this man's heart to a total stranger to put call the radio station and offer his services, and it was a match. All that's God. I know people don't believe, but that was all orchestrated by God. And, you know, I'm surprised you guys. I mean, because you're intellectual, that's what hurt you. That's what hurts you, because faith is the thing that all this thing is built on. It's not trusting in what you can believe and see and touch. It's faith, man. It's all faith-based.
Hey, well,
it's not your intellect. That's what killed you, your intellect.
Can I say, Anthony, first of all, I appreciate the kind words and you following my story and everything. And I am fortunate that I did meet Drew and, you know, and everything that transpired and everything. But I will say this. I don't really come on the radio or do this job to, like, espouse my religious beliefs. So I wouldn't expect you to ever hear me on the radio and walk away with you thinking you know what I believe and what I personally worship or pray to, or who I pray to when I'm not on the air. I'm not really here to spread a religious message.
I feel you. But see, and that's the thing about, and I'm going to get into some real deep here, and that's the thing about even radio and television. In the Bible, it talks about Satan being the ruler of the air.
Yeah, well.
The air.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know what kind of job you work, man, but I hope Satan's not influencing it. I mean, I think you're throwing a lot on me about my situation through your own beliefs, and I have to process that and deal with God or whoever I believe in my own way. I appreciate that, but I'm not here. I never said I didn't believe in Jesus, and doesn't really matter, because that's not what I'm here to talk about, really. We get into these kind of conversations every now and then, but if you enjoy our show, we try to entertain and just kind of keep it light. We're not really trying to make anyone believe anything.
Yep. I appreciate the perspective.
I understand that, but I was just, you know, I was just making sure, you know, I didn't know if y'all call this, was it, what is a bit, that's what y'all call it, or, you know.
No bits.
That's the way you really felt, you know.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to make sure, man.
Sure, you know? and let me reinforce what you said, where you would attribute something to Jesus or God or whatever. We might attribute it to the universe or fate or kismet or serendipity or whatever, but I think what SBK said has, you don't know what he believes in privately. He may indeed be right along line with you. As long as you're listening and you think we're good guys and you enjoy the show, we're really, really happy that you have the experience, Anthony. So thanks, dude.
Roger that.
Roger that indeed. Appreciate the call very much. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let's run through some news stories and a little something we like to call Run the Jewels. Run them jewels fast. Run them, run them jewels fast.
Run them, run them, run them, run them, run them. Now, it's Run the Jewels, running down the biggest stories of the day on Drew Garabo Live.
Dave Andrechuk thought his numbers would be good enough to get him into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Kept telling himself to be patient. In fact, I think we talked to Andy about that a couple of times in interviews through the years. Great guy, friend of the show, phenomenal ambassador for hockey in the Tampa Bay area.
When did we talk to Andrechuk last?
We spoke with Dave Andrechuk last when he sat in on our show with Wade Boggs from the Tampa Bay Lightning game.
So about 3 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked to him a few months ago when he filled in for Mike Alta. Remember, he called right after he was inducted into the Hall of Fame?
We spoke to Dave Andrechuk a few months ago, and I was so proud to tell him congrats. Really? We didn't?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
It was a big deal because we kept asking about the Hall of Fame. He goes, guys, enough about the Hall of Fame already.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to talk about, I don't know, some hot woman we were talking about on the show.
Now we can. That's right. Now, okay, but now we can talk about the Hockey Hall of Fame because he retired in 2006 after a 23-year NHL career. He's the 14th highest scoring player in the history of the NHL. He was the only person not in the Hall other than co-inductee Teemu Selanne of the 17 retired players to hit the 600 goal mark. He's been eligible since 2009.
Man, it seems to be a bigger deal in town, and I guess I understandably so, when somebody makes it into the Buccaneers Ring of Honor than when Dave Andrechuk makes it into the Hockey Hall of Fame. But obviously, we know football greater than hockey.
Well, football is more revered than hockey, to be certain. But in this area, we can hang our hat on the Lightning franchise, especially recently, probably a lot more firmly than we do on the football franchise in town.
I mean, you know.
So congratulations to Andy 25-25. He's a great guy. He was a great hockey player. And he continues to be a voice for hockey in this area.
He hates all the attention, but yeah. I know he loves that statue that they have of him.
I mean, how do you not love a statue?
He doesn't want the attention, but a statue. Yeah, can y'all dust that statue off a little bit?
You can silently totally appreciate that. You don't have to be like, that's me, everybody. But he's a great guy.
You think he ever walks by it and like doesn't even look at it?
No, no way.
Remember how mad he got when we interviewed him? We told him that somebody put out their cigarette on.
He was furious. Oh, he was absolutely furious. We should not have told him that. This is a great story. If you have kids in the Hillsborough County school system, two Hillsborough County educators have been arrested on child abuse charges. Coleman Middle School principal Michael Hoskinson, age 53, and Plant High School teacher Kimberly Hoskinson, 49, were arrested yesterday. Started with an argument. They say Kimberly pushed the victim. Michael punched the victim in the ribs twice. The victim had bruised ribs and an injured wrist. The relationship between the victim and the Hoskinsons is not known by the media, but obviously they were arrested on child abuse charges, so it had to be a child. They're exploring everything that happened, but this is one disturbing story, especially when it comes to education in the Hillsborough County area. I saw a story yesterday about a cop in the area who accidentally discharged his weapon. They finally had the review board. They decided to fire the guy. He was bringing his AR-15 to work, and that's against cop policy. He was cleaning it, fired a round accidentally that went through the window of the police station and across the street. And didn't touch anyone. So they had to finally fire the guy.
Wow. He got lucky.
For bringing his AR-15 to work every day.
You can't do that?
I guess you can't.
All right. I don't know anything about guns. But when you're cleaning the gun, don't you? Is it called emptying the chamber?
That's right.
Okay. So that's like the first rule, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're a cop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn here.
And then if you get not sure, then you take the barrel of the gun, you get a flashlight, you look right up there.
I'm the rudeness, tootiness. Yeah. So.
Or is it like kind of dangerous and fun when you clean it with and it's fully loaded?
No. You don't need that kind of danger.
Live on the edge a little bit.
No. There are ways to live on the edge, and there's just the stupidity.
I'm trying to understand because I'm in the market for a heater myself.
No. You don't want an AR-15.
What are you looking at? Have you looked at anything?
I like the ones where you can shoot a lot per second in a minute.
Why do you want one of those?
You know, neighborhood watch.
Like, how many bullets you want to empty?
Yeah.
But like at least 200 quickly.
You want to get a Tommy gun.
Is that too many?
You can get a bump stock.
Buck stock?
Bump stock. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, you get the bump stock.
Yeah, you better get it before Obama. Yep. He's still, you know what? That's one power they let him have. He's still in charge of banning guns.
Still trying to take our guns? Yeah. That's the way I see it, too. I mean, he already took the bump stocks. No, you don't need a gun like that. You just need a nice little, you'd like a little pearl-handled revolver.
Like a 9mm?
Yeah, that's what you should get.
Okay.
Glock. Just like get yourself a nice little Glock.
Yeah, I need that.
You need a gun?
You need something with a safety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't need a Glock. You need something with a safety for sure.
Why?
Because you need a safety. Trust me on this one. Your first gun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You need a safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want people to know that I'm not messing around.
Oh, then you need a 44 Magnum or a Desert Eagle.
You're not messing around.
No, right? Yeah, Desert Eagle. We're going to get you a nice Desert Eagle. Wow. Like in Snatch. Remember Snatch, the movie?
Yeah.
Mine says Desert Eagle 5.0 on the side.
Do they have deals where if you buy a gun, you get maybe 10 free grenades with a purchase or anything like that?
No. Maybe a discount on ammunition.
Okay.
Maybe some free lessons over at the Shoot Straight.
I'm just learning. I'm learning.
Like, what? You need a grenade?
Maybe? I don't know. I just want to. You want to be safe?
All right. We'll get you to blow some stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in this building teaches the handgun classes now. Jovan.
Oh, does he?
He teaches the handgun safety classes.
You know, you're one of them. A lot of people offer to take me shooting for the first time. I don't know if that's like taking a shooter's virginity is some sort of like big deal, but I always have a lot of people offering.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we still need to go shooting. And now the weather's a little bit nicer. We won't sweat our asses off.
No, I'm a summer shooter.
No. You want to be a fall shooter. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, what's going on, Drew?
What's happening, Big Pimpin?
Not much, man. In regards to that story with the cop that shot the AR-15,
right?
It was actually a forensics technician that wasn't supposed to bring his firearm to the station.
I know he was breaking company policy every day by bringing his own weapon in there, and then because he had his own weapon in there, he was cleaning his weapon, and then accidentally discharged a round through the freaking window. Mm.
Yeah, it's crazy that nobody got hurt by that. But a lot of the departments, whether it's like state or like local municipalities, they actually allow you to bring your own rifle on duty with you. It just has to be like checked into the department.
Yeah, I'm not that department. And, you know, that's one crazy story, man. Good thing nobody was hurt, though. I mean, knock on wood, right?
Exactly. I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the information. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Billy. How you doing, man?
Pretty fantastic. All right. I talked to you one other time about the Candlepin Bowling.
candlepin bowling. I remember someone talking to me about candlepin bowling. By the way, speaking of bowling, huge bowling event tomorrow night at Pin Chasers Armenia with Yingling. $25 and you get to bowl unlimited. We're raising money for Metropolitan Ministry. We're also helping them out this Friday with a food drive. So it's going to be a great event. It's at Pin Chasers. I'll be there 7 to 10 tomorrow night. It's going to be a fantastic time. Please, thank you for allowing me to plug that. Go right ahead with your point, Billy. Sorry.
No, I originally started listening to you because I broke my phone, got a new one. Now I'm kind of hooked. And there are a couple songs on the hard drive of my phone that you had mentioned on the radio. I'm like, oh, my God. It was Daft Punk. You talked about Random Access Memories. Mm-hmm. And the other one was All Day by Girl Talk. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, hey. I'm high as...
Okay, let's watch. Is he asking me out? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I think he loves you.
I like you too, Billy.
I appreciate your perspective on a lot of things. I feel like I identify with you, which is why I've become an avid listener. And all of the cast, you know,
he's asking me.
We don't want your pity relation. Okay,
he did tell me off air that he recently went and looked at all of our pictures and that none of us looked like what he thought that we were going to look like.
Oh, face for radio.
And it's so weird because now I have actual visuals of all of you. And,
what
you
did
know,
you
like
imagine before the
like 5 to 6 range? Sure.
Before, what did he just say? Did he say we're in the 5 to 6 range?
I said like myself, comma. Oh, like we're myself. All in the 5 to 6 range here.
Oh, we're on the radio, buddy. We're not in your range.
What did you?
We were talking about the whole religion thing. It was a great observation. I didn't know that the non-church-going crowd divorces less.
So let's get back to the what you thought we looked like before you saw us thing. Before you looked us up on the internet, what did you think we looked like?
I thought you would look kind of like gingery and like gingery. Yeah. Kind of pretty boy Matthew McConaughey style.
Okay, all right. I like what I'm hearing.
And what did you see?
Yeah, you must talk to like a bajillion people.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I thought about Seth. I had confused Seth and John at the time, but because of his voice. Mm-hmm. And Seth looks like, I don't know, like any one of my friends. Like a, you know, I don't like the word hipster. I would take it as a compliment. You know, a guy with style, a fashionista, young, urban, ready to go.
So Seth was a fashionista.
Like Patton Oswalt.
He is what?
Patton Oswalt.
Because you kind of, Seth, you kind of sound like Patton Oswalt. No offense, your voice is very uplifting.
What is it? What's my voice?
Uplifting?
I mean, Patton Oswalt?
Uplifting. Uplifting.
Okay, I thought he said I looked like Patton
Oswalt.
No,
he thought that's who he thought you were.
No.
That's who he thought you were.
But in my head beforehand, yeah, I kind of thought that just this because, you know, we're...
Keep going. Who did John Senning look like in your head? And then Soul Brother Kevin. I got to hear this.
Oh.
John, I had like a Mediterranean Louis C.K., I guess. Like a tall, white, goofy dude who would probably play bass in like... a hair metal cover act or something.
All right, that's good.
By the way, this guy's weed, it must be called like the adjective strain.
Yeah.
He's
breaking it down.
He's got some great descriptive words here.
And what about Soul Brother Kevin?
You guys are on the clock, you know, this is just regular work for you, but we're like, all right, we got 30 seconds.
What did SBK look like in your head?
A whole lot like Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress, I'll take that.
Good looking guy.
But again, you sound very similar. He's actually the only stand-up comedian I've ever seen, and it was fantastic.
Wow. Okay.
He ended it with this really cool, like, song, kind of taking a poke at rap music and how easy it is to poop it out.
All right.
Actually, I got to say, with your impressive knowledge of like mid-90s indie rock and all that kind of stuff, your hip hop vibe, just certain songs you play, I'm like, oh my god, like are these people speaking to my soul or what's going on?
I don't want to speak to your soul, man.
To go back to an earlier question,
last time you offered up the bowling that you had just plugged, and I only get paid once a month, but that's actually tomorrow. I made some excuse, like, oh, I can't, but you know, a lot of people complain about getting paid bi-weekly. I'm like, yeah, dude, and it's the 15th, not the 1st.
Right.
Man, what are you smoking on?
Yeah, what are you? What's your strain? Are you? That's got to be a sativa.
He's got the sativa fever right now.
He's got sativa fever.
He's on a hybrid.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's just called a grapefruit or some kind of a citrusy. It's like, it's super super stinky.
So, how old are you?
I am 33. I just turned 33.
Sounds so young.
Yeah,
doesn't
he? Like 19.
I actually have no friends in Florida. Really, I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh.
Let's set this guy.
Well, that's what I know about Candlepin Bowling. And when I open it up down here, man, I'm going to be living like a fat rat. The American dream is to not have to work for the man. Who doesn't want their own business?
Exactly. There you go.
Exactly. Hours, screw the man. I don't know.
I clean pools right now, and I'm gracious to do so.
I remember him now. I totally remember. This
John,
guy's amazing.
Could you be friends with him?
John, absolutely.
Please be friends with this guy.
Like, yeah. I need friends, too.
I play really, really awesome guitar and drums, and I used to be in a band, and like I'm striking out on Craigslist here, and the people I do jam with, they're pretty flaky, but if you want, I'll send you a link.
I would love it.
We don't care.
I do. I want to jam with this guy. I mean, I don't play any instruments or anything, but I'll jam with you all day long.
I currently have a little man cave set up with an Alesis DM10, pretty pro electronic drums, so that way when it gets late, I don't want to bother the neighbors. We have open jams. We
thoughtful.
Fastball wine around. Stack in there, some Pro Tools. I could make you promotional music or whatever. Why not?
This guy is friggin' amazing.
Actually, I want to do a cover of use samples of the Fusillo commercials and make some dumb song called like "It's Gonna Be Huge."
Don't bring our clients into this.
Maybe we leave.
See, this guy is what I wanted the Poon Monsoon to
me
be.
Too. Yeah. Me too. Me too. Yeah.
Well, Billy, when is the last time you got laid?
This morning.
Oh. Well, I mean, was there another person there?
I mean, this is rare, but via OkCupid, I met the hippie chick of my dreams, and we just got engaged at this most recent Orange Blossom Jamboree, as that was my very first hippie jam band festival, and she took me, and it was ceremonial and all that.
So
he banged a hippie that he met on OkCupid.
That you're engaged to.
That's, well, we that's live awesome. Together. You know, we have a beautiful yard. I built a koi pond.
Dude, I will be friends with this guy.
This guy's not real.
This guy is my soulmate.
Fake news.
I used to be my job for a number of years, and now I clean pools. It's actually a lot easier. I make okay money.
I'm not interested in the guy. I'm interested in the weed that he smoked.
Oh, man. No, I love the guy.
That's the thing. I thought I knew good stuff, but then you meet a whole, like, a cabal of hippies, and they're just, like, putting their nose up at everything I've got, and you meet all these new people, and you know, the bar goes up.
Oh, man, wow. This guy's great. Yeah. I think we need to be friends.
Yeah. What are the hippies smoking?
I'll see you at bowling tomorrow. I mean, like, you can throw me off the air if someone wants to keep talking to me.
Okay. Of course they do. Hold on one second. John, keep talking to him. I don't care about what.
I'm giving him my number.
But that's actually a guy I would give my number to.
No,
like, that's
no,
a listener.
No,
he wouldn't abuse it.
Good Lord.
He wouldn't abuse it at all.
I don't even know why he called.
Wants to meet Drew at bowling.
He just loves the show.
We talked about everything. He did not sound 33.
Not at all.
Sounded he said it was his first time calling?
No, he called a couple months ago.
Okay.
I remember that call because I remember him being a pool cleaner. I remember thinking, man, this guy is the most overqualified pool cleaner who's ever cleaned a pool.
Mm. Well, we don't know. We don't know anything about his qualifications.
Know nothing about him.
He just gets high and, you know, has witty things to say.
And hangs out with the hippies.
Bangs a hippie off OkCupid. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm calling about the open jam session.
Do you want us to hook you up with a guy? I mean, he's got an electronic drum set because he's a considerate neighbor.
Yeah, dude, that sounds rad.
102.5 The Bones, Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Somebody said open jam session, and here we go. All right. Well, looks like we found our lead guitarist.
So you can sing this one, Drew.
Hey, it's love.
Oh, been a while.
I was going to sing it, but you can go ahead.
Oh, you can do it.
When I sing, it drowns out your guitar. It's Def Leppard.
Who's that character just called?
He's no character. His name was Billy, and he sounds like a really cool guy, right?
Oh, okay, because I missed half of the conversation. Oh, hey, Billy.
He's not on the line anymore. How do you feel? You sound good, Avo.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
All right, you sound like you got a little pep in your step, like you're revitalized a little bit, no?
Yeah, vitamin B12, trying to take care of myself a little better.
How are your balls? Are they still swollen?
Oh, no.
No, they're nice and firm. They're okay. They're nice and firm.
Normal size?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smack them against the phone.
Hey, what song is this?
I give up.
Oh, it's coming to me.
I give up. Avo, I give up. What song is it?
It's Rush. Sing this book one.
Thank you. What's up, Melinda?
I wanted to say that I heard Billy and I thought it was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then he said he's from New Hampshire, and my jaw dropped because I am from New Hampshire also, and I am single also, and I have a hard time finding anybody out here. I've been single for a long time because nobody compares to New Hampshire people.
It's a very high bar you're setting for yourself.
They're just a different breed, as you can see.
What separates New Hampshire people from, say, Old Hampshire people?
No, not New Hampshire people. It's New Hampshire and Florida.
What's the difference?
Well, Florida is a transient state, so most of the people you come across aren't even from Florida. They're New Yorkers.
Oh, I don't know. I've come across my share of Floridians.
They just don't have that family mindset that you get in New Hampshire. It's just something that's different.
What about Vermont? Do they love their families in Vermont?
They do. They do.
Yes,
but
they
Virginia
do.
Is for lovers.
But Florida, no. Yeah, nobody.
No,
yeah.
No, we're the anti-family state.
I haven't had any luck. And I've been single for a long time because of it.
You know what? Single a long time. I looked at my daughter this morning. I felt kind of meh when I saw her. So I know what she's talking about.
The Florida water. Yeah. Prevents you from caring about your family.
Do you mean like people don't care about their families, or you feel like people in general have a more family-like bond, like a community, I think is what you meant.
Mm. Right. And I believe in New Hampshire, like, family is everything. So you don't pay your sister to babysit. She just babysits.
Oh, so you have an issue with your sister wanting money to babysit.
You need a babysitter.
Okay, I understand.
You need a babysitter and a man.
It's just, they're just not as tight-knit out here in New Hampshire. That's what I've come across the whole time I've lived here.
I think you can find a man here in Florida.
I have faith in you. You sound like a real catch.
I am.
I know, I can tell. How long have you been single?
Since 2013.
Have you had sex in that time?
I have not.
4 years.
Well, the guys down here in Florida, they just don't know how to have sex, you know.
Four years without a man, darling?
Yep.
I just got a tweet from a guy that said he's from New Hampshire and he's interested, so I told him to call. So
okay,
if you want to keep her on for a second.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we got a guy from New Hampshire we're going to hook you up with, so hang on 1 second, all right?
This is even worse than a dating site.
How are we worse? We're finding you a man who's
this instant.
You sure are.
It's not easy. He's calling.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me lock you in here. What's his name? Do we know?
Horatio.
Oops.
I'm back from New Hampshire. I was there for 30 days.
Okay, good to hear. All right, hold on 1 second. Hello, is this who's this?
This is Tony.
Tony, are you from New Hampshire?
Yeah, I was born in New Hampshire, and then I spent a few years in Chicago, moved back to New Hampshire, and now I'm here. And I'm looking for a lady.
Well, we happen to have a lady right here, Melinda, fellow New Hampshire person. Tony is on the line with us right now. Melinda, meet Tony.
Tony sounds nothing like a person from New Hampshire.
Oh, geez. Sorry. Tony, she said you don't sound like you're from New Hampshire.
Well, like I said, I spent most of my younger days in Chicago.
But you are from New
Hampshire.
And
I lived in... Yes, I was. I got a lot of family in Chicago, and I got a lot of family in New Hampshire as well.
There you go.
Do you love your family?
I don't love my family maybe as much as this lady does, but I'm willing to take her out.
Oh, there you go. Melinda's willing to throw a burger or two down your throat before he throws it in you. What do you think about that?
Do I have to pay?
Well, how old is this lady?
Lady, how old are you?
37.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm 43.
I don't drink. I don't smoke.
What do you do?
I am, like, not an auction hunter, but, like, a resale.
Huh?
Well, you got to be okay. You got to be okay with me and the things I do.
What do you do?
I do a little bit of everything. I like to do some blow. I like to smoke some weed. I do things.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, you can love your family and do some blow and smoke some weed, right? Well,
no.
He probably only loves his family when he is doing the blow and smoking weed.
Oh. You know what you got to do to keep it together.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that? I'm willing to take you out and throw you a bone, lady.
Yeah, but just because you're willing to take me out doesn't mean I have to. I've been single for 4 years. 4 years and 1 day isn't going to kill me.
But when's the last time you got laid?
4 years ago.
Well, I'll put this pipe on you real good.
I think you need it. thank you, but I'm not interested.
Oh, are you sure?
I do need it, and you need it too. I'll show you what this family's all about.
I think you need it more. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh,
that's probably all dried up anyway.
Oh, Tony. Oh, shame on you, Tony. Oh, man. I got to let him go. Melinda, I'm so sorry that he said that
to you. I thought Tony was cool.
Me too.
Whatever.
If I could ever see that Tony guy again, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
You know, that's not the New Hampshire way.
No,
that's not how they do it.
I'm sorry that happened, my dear. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, that guy didn't care about family.
No, I doubt he's even been in New Hampshire before.
But I bet he's done coke.
That part I did believe. All right, well, you know what, Melinda, you just keep being you, and you're gonna find the man of your dreams. John, where'd you go? No, you're gonna find the man of your dreams somewhere, Melinda. All right.
Thank you. I hope so. Thanks, guys.
You will be. Thanks for being such. You know what? Give this lady something. Give her some concert tickets or something.
Will do.
Hang on one second.
Toe the wet sprocket.
Whatever we got. She deserves to have a good time. So 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
It's tough when you're looking for somebody from New Hampshire. It's not like New York or California or Chicago. It's like New Hampshire.
I find that concept interesting, that you can't find anyone you like in another place.
That says more about you, I think, than it does the place you're in.
Like, I would have just stayed in New Hampshire.
Me too.
Or just fire up that Tinder and type in the New Hampshire zip code or something.
Right. She said, okay, Cupid.
That was the other guy. Right.
Yeah, you're from New Hampshire.
Callers and dating sites mixed up. Yeah, I know. You fire on Tinder, you're like, okay, 5,000 miles away in New Hampshire. Great. Found a match. Drew Garabo Live. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
No.
Screw you. Didn't want to talk to you anyway. All right. We're going to come back and talk about how sex can kill you. True story. Don't forget, tomorrow night is the big night at Pin Chasers on Armenia. It is bowling night with me, Drew Garabo. Now, this is a different night than normal because we are helping out Metropolitan Ministries. We'll have Yingling on hand. You get $25. You get bowling, Yingling, and free pizza. And the proceeds are going to benefit Metropolitan Ministries. So we'll see you tomorrow night. I'll be on site from 7 until 10 at the Pin Chasers Midtown, and I'll buy you a Yingling if you're showing up, because Yingling is my favorite beer in the entire brewing universe. My personal choice is, of course, Yingling Light, only 99 calories, and that delicious Yingling taste that I've grown accustomed to through these years. Sunday, we'll be watching some football again, 1-3, Platt Street Borough, 1809 West Platt Ave in downtown Tampa. I will see you there, ready to drink some Yingling. You show up tomorrow night, I'll buy your first Yingling as we bowl at Pin Chasers for Metropolitan Ministries.